bumper stickers. Coon asses do it better. Right. But they also got them, you know. Rodeoers do it in the dirt, you know. Coon hunters do it in the dark. Yeah, mm-hmm, right. Okay. Truck drivers do it better, you know, faster.
What about French or Greeks?
Nah.
Okay, Cubans, Puerto Ricans?
Well, you know, that then you start mixing that up with Dago, you know. You know.
Which one are both?
Well, just according to how they're mixed, you know. Yeah. But a Cuban, you know, a Spic.
Mexicans?
Well, Spic has to do with anything that speaks more or less Spanish, you know, and, you know, has a Spanish connotation. The Spic, somebody south of the border, huh? Well, wetback, yeah, but there's not that many, you know. It's not a big thing around here. A wetback around here would probably be a terrapin, you know, or a water turtle, you know, beaver, mink, or something like that.
What about Scandinavians or Canadians?
Nah, I mean a foreigner, you know. You know, a foreigner.
Right.
But,
what would you call somebody who comes to the town nobody's seen before?
Well, a stranger. You know.
Would you ever use that word foreigner to mean somebody not necessarily from a foreign country?
Not especially. The foreigner would be used as somebody who would, have a very strange dialectical, you know, form. Something that's weird to around here. Of course, you know, we can handle the Yankees and, you know, an occasional Chinese. Mm-hmm. But, you know, somebody that was, you know, just totally foreign to us, you know, which I don't think would involve, you know, the Virginians talking about the outhouse and the Oklahomans saying I'm going to town for breakfast, you know. I'm talking about somebody really foreign, you know, man, super foreign.
We can get through with your other questions in a few minutes. What would you call members of the two major political parties?
Democrats and Republicans, Whigs and Tories. No.
Jokingly.
Yeah, Democrats and, you know, Republicans. Yeah.
You mentioned in the conversation hippie. Are there still such critters as hippies around?
Yeah, now and then, you know. Extremely long hair, greasy, dirty looking. The only thing they've changed a little bit now. They don't wear flowers anymore, they wear earrings, you know. Look like they're spaced out, you know. It's not so much a hippie anymore, you know.
What about when you were growing up, a friend of yours, member of the same sex that you were very close to, mm-hmm. Say that's fine.
Buddy. It's my friend, my pal.
Have you ever heard any names for a surrogate parent, like a grown-up who spends a lot of time with a child, although it's not his own?
Like Uncle Tom, you know, I mean...
Is that a general word?
No, I mean, you know, but, you know, this, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not even a relative.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I mean, you know, like a guy that, you know, maybe he wasn't married and he come over and he took you fishing and stuff like that. You might get in a, you know, habit of calling him Uncle Rex or, you know, Uncle Bob, you know. This is, you know, basically family orientation, not, you know, and a lot of people, you know, their grandparents is Papaw Tom, Papaw Neil, Papa John, you know, that kind of stuff. Granny Sybil, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of anything like a play mama or a play daddy?
Nah, you mean like nannies and stuff like that? Nah. Uh-uh.
Okay. What about maybe when you were growing up, a group of children that you associated with regularly, when you considered yourself a group?
You mean like a gang,
right.
A part of the gang? No, not really. This is just me and my buddies, you know what I mean? We didn't have gangs. We might speak of a gang of boys, meaning, you know, like 8 or 10 guys, you know, out doing something, you know, just a whole gang of them, but we'd also use passel and slew, a whole slew of them, mm-hmm. Whole passel of them, the whole kit and caboodle, you know.
Okay. But, maybe in your neighborhood, was there ever anything that a new kid who moved in had to go through before he was accepted into the group?
Maybe it was, but it was no set of rules, you know what I mean? Usually I took up with a new kid in a hurry. Because, you know, I'd been a new kid myself at one time, and I had to...